Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett Chapman is in for Dylan today because Dylan is up in Philly for the season opener. We do want to get to this Raheem Morris audio. Dukes and Bell were up at Flowery Branch yesterday. They got an exclusive interview with Raheem, and it is week one. So we want to know everything at this point before Sunday goes down. And they asked Ra to give an injury update on everyone.
Ray's all good to go. He'll be out there for sure. You know, obviously Mooney is a day-to-day thing, but looking good out there practicing today. I know you guys got a chance to see him in individual today, move around a little bit, do a couple things on the grass. So we'll just have to take that all the way to the wire. But really fired up, really great about our health. You know, obviously the things that you can't control, our tackle position with Caleb, you know, obviously missing him will be a big thing for us. But we got a lot of people in place that can step up and really help us out and fill in that role and all those type of things, you know, like Elijah Wilkinson and some of those guys. But we are veteran loaded up there with Chris Lindstrom, with Jake Matthews, with really Bergeron, really Neuzel starting for us for 8 games last year. And then giving Elijah a chance to go out there and play for us at tackle. And whatever the case may be, you know, he's played guard for us at times. He's played guard other places. He's played tackle other places. He's got significant experience in our system. And I'm really fired to watch those guys go play.
We've talked about you can help him out with a tight end, but you can't do that obviously every down, and you don't want to sacrifice guys going down the field as targets. But he's made the adjustment from over there at the tackle, you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's always kind of been that swing guy for us as well. Always that guy, and a guy that can go inside out. That was kind of the attraction and bringing him back. You know, you always got to help guys out. I don't care who you got them rushing against in this league. They always got to have some help. You always got to have some type of chip presence. You always got to have that tight end over there at times. You always got to be able to slide to them so you can create the help with Chris. There's a bunch of different things that you can be able to do in this league that you got to help those guys out with. And that's the stuff that you got to do as a coach. You know, and I think those things that happen with us within our game plan, those things happen within the structure. But like you always say, Mike, there's always times when you got to stand up. And there's those moments in the game where there's always critical ones. You got to stand up. And I got a lot of confidence that our guys go out there and fight.
Raheem Morris, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons guys, here with us on Dukes and Bell. We'll do this each and every Wednesday. We'll be up here at Flyer Branch and talking with Coach and getting the lowdown. Coach, let's talk about the trust of Brick, our new defensive coordinator. The focus obviously was on defense. We did it in the draft. We went and drafted four guys. Two of those guys we know for sure are starting in Xavier Watts and certainly Billy Bowman, and you've talked about that. But the trust in Brick based on what Falcon fans saw last year, and then what gives you and us confidence moving into this season with the new pieces and his philosophy and what you guys hope to do?
You know, it really doesn't start when you're talking about the trust in Brick. You got to start with the truth-telling first. And us having a chance to work together and grow together before in a completely different system and to come in and have some success with the Atlanta system and be able to do it together and call it together and formulate some of the same ideas, you know. And then have an ability to separate and get a chance to go do it on our own at different spots at different levels, you know. Him to the level of really taking that Jets defense and making those guys special and us having a chance to do what we did out in L.A. and win it all and whatever the case may be. And now coming back, you utilize each other's mindset, skill set, you know, the like-mindedness, the things that you bring back, the things you want to add, and to be able to do those things. But it really goes with him being the ultimate truth teller. And that's what you want around you. You want guys around you that can tell you the absolute truth all the time, whether you want to hear it or not. And it starts there. That is what his trust is the foundation.
So you're talking about your relationship with him or just how he operates, period?
It's how he operates, period, but I really learned it firsthand with myself, you know, like working with them, getting a chance to know him. You know, we didn't know each other when we first got here, but when we left, we were best friends. And not just friends, we were best colleagues, we were best work partners, we were best working together, we were best working at the same level. You know, when all those rooms happen and those tight situations happen, you got to make those decisions. You need people to be able to have different opinions. So somebody's not needed. Mm-hmm. And when you got people around you to have different opinions, and once you leave that room, it's time to ride. That's what you're looking for.
Raheem Morris with his guys. We'll do it every Wednesday. He can't wait to see Dukes and Bell guys inside the Ticketmaster studios as we get ready for the Bucks.
You guys actually don't bother me at all.
Good.
You know, like
I know there's some other media members that might.
No. I mean,
hey, leave me out of this car.
Oh, I didn't mean you, D-Led. My bad.
Our media is great. You know, like that they're not issues at all. Like
right.
I don't actually mind any of it. You know, like there's some things when it comes to media where you like. Why are we talking about this today? We're like when you talk on a Monday before the season when there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
But other than that, man, look at the game.
That's it.
Really?
For instance,
that's where we're going.
We got to see James Pierce Jr. We got to see him all camera. The guys, we were gushing on him. And it was funny because dog fans are like, you're not talking about Jalen Walker. We didn't get to see Jalen Walker play. Now you got to see Jalen Walker. How good does he look? Can you give us any insight to a pitch count for him or how much should Falcon fans expect to see Jalen out there this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect a pitch count. I would expect this guy to go out there and be full go. You You know, this guy, he's dealt with a couple.
Coach, can you say that again, please?
He's going to be full go. You know, he's dealt with a couple nagging things, like a minor tweak of the hamstring.
Right.
Some growing tightness. And us being over cautious and us being able to do the things that we need to do to get him right from a performance standpoint from some of the position change, right? You know, like you're talking about a guy that was off the ball a lot, didn't move down to the ball. You know, there's going to be some different tweaks, some different weight changes, whatever the case may be, body performance things you got to do with your team to get him right. And he's a professional at every level. So, like, he's got those things right. He stayed with his mental plan. He was able to get back out there on the grass and able to go show production and rush. He was able to go out there and get better and better every time he went out there. And now he's probably at the highest level since I've seen him since he's been here. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing for all of us. You know, when you get those guys going out there and rush, and you're talking about the addition of Flo, you're talking about the addition of our two young guys, AK coming back better and stronger, having those guys going out there and rush together with D'Lo, being able to form those young guys from the year before to go inside, whether you're talking about Rook and Dorless, be able to go out there and add with some of the guys that we've already had, like a Zach, and all those guys, man, it just fires you up. And I am extremely excited to go see us rush the passer.
Me too. How are you going to coach Michael Penix differently than you coached Cousins? Or are you?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily different. You know, obviously they're different, you know, they're different people. They're different from a mindset. You coach people the same, but you treat everybody fair. I think that's the thing about it. So how you coach those guys is you treat those guys fair. You know, Michael is very sharp. Michael is very unique that he was able to capture and pick up a lot of stuff very early, and he was able to show it early in last year when he played in those three games. It wasn't like we cut the game plan back. We utilized his strengths. I think he has strengths that Kurt doesn't have. Kurt has strengths that he doesn't have. And I think you utilize his strengths and try to let those things come out. You know, as you know, he can throw the ball anywhere in a football field. There's no secret about that. So you got to utilize some of those things, be able to spread the ball down the field and get it across the board. And but you also got to help him out with this great run game that we have with the two backs that we have and getting those guys easy check downs, let them catch and run a little bit too. So we've had a lot of success doing that versus this team in particular. And we're going to go out there and have to do some of those things again. But we want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to get this guy going.
As a defensive coordinator, a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, Raheem, what do you see in Penix that you faced a bunch of quarterbacks in your career and you go, woo, like that's next level stuff?
You know, when you're just talking about the people that you face, you always see the wild throw, you know, once, twice, three times, four times a day, whatever the case may be when you're out there with them. You see the wild throw. And you see the thing you don't know when you're not out there with them is the command of the ones that he missed. He comes back, is able to explain the situation, what he thought, what he saw, why he threw it, what he was able to do. And I think those are the most important conversations you can have with a young quarterback. And he's able to have those conversations with Zach or DJ, myself, whoever the case may be, TJ, all of those guys back there that are very calm demeanor, and you very rarely see him get rattled. And that's a real sign of maturity. You know, the thing about that you want to compare him to the most is, I don't want to say Matt Stafford, but I do want to say Matt Stafford because of the like-minded, the ability to feel like they can make every single throw, the ability to make you feel like you can throw everything down the field if you want to, find a check down, be able to take out a bunch of information, gather it, use it, go out there and play football. And they want to play fast. The different people, again, but got a lot of similarities, and they bring a lot of confidence to their football team.
And he's cool. We talked about that Titans scrimmage for like weeks about him being in the heat of it, you know, which defensive players just raving about that. I mean, we all knew he was a leader from his time in Washington, but that kind of cemented it.
Never heard you yell that much, by the way.
You know, he was I'm peacemaker on those things.
I know. You were like, get over there.
Coach everybody. Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons, everybody.
Get off him.
The reality of it all is you needed those practices, and those practices are good, and those are the things that you guys got a chance to see that everybody didn't. Mm. And now everybody can see it. And it's like those are the feisty moments, the moments that you love about him. Those are the moments you love about his team, his personality, what he's done, his leadership skills, everything.
That is Raheem Morris, who was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. And look, Raheem is always in such a good mood. We were up at training camp, and he is the same guy as when he pulls in the parking lot up there at Flowery Branch.
Listening
we would
to
see
J. Cole.
Exactly. He's the same guy at that moment as what you just heard. So he sounds confident. But you guys feel that there's got to be like some kind of anxiety underneath the surface, right?
Anxiousness, yeah. I would have to think so. I mean, I think that's just the nature of the beast when you coach in the NFL, right? I mean, you have to exude confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You have to especially put that in front of your players, but the fan base. But you know that there's that little piece then that's like, man, we really could use a win. Like, we really could we really need to start to get the season off well.
I don't want to butcher the saying, but isn't there some kind of saying or thought process that if you don't have some butterflies or a little bit of adrenaline, a little anxiousness, then you're dead inside for anything that you're that's big you do. It's like we were talking about it yesterday and a couple of days ago about fans having energy and being optimistic. I'm not saying you, and Steak and I talked about it on Steak. I said, you don't have to be a homer. Like, you can be nervous, but you should also be excited and you should be confident. And like, just because you've got a little bit of nerves or a little bit of anxiousness doesn't mean you're not confident. Like, they're not, you can't be, it's not like one or the other, all right? Like, to me, you can have all the confidence in the world, but it's a good feeling to be anxious or like a little bit, nervous. Like, I don't know, when I played, like, sports, like, I always, like, especially with soccer, I was a defender, I always needed, like, a challenge. Like, I had this anxiousness, and then I got a challenge, and then I just kind of, like, settled in. But yeah. It didn't mean that I was not confident in what I was doing. It just, you just need that to kind of get you in that flow. That's one of the reasons why a lot of guys, and we've talked about it, did you play in the preseason? You don't. That's why some players want to play in the preseason. They want to get that first hit out of the way.
It's not an arrogance. It's confidence. No, here's the thing. I think at this point, if you're Raheem, and this saying is so overused, but it fits, they is in the barn. Like, you have spent months and months and months of studying film and coaching guys and going through staff meetings and putting together game plans and putting together playbooks. That now I think you look at it, if you're Raheem, and you're like, there's nothing. Like, I did everything I could possibly do. It's time to just, see where things stand. And I think that's the anxiousness behind it, is knowing how much work you put in. But I think Bo makes a great point that there's got to be a sense of confidence, because you know you've done everything possible. And if he hadn't, I think you'd probably be a little bit more anxious. But I think that guys like him, guys like him know that, like, dude, I tore the film apart. I stayed up here until midnight in March watching these kind of game plans. And so I think it just makes a lot of sense that he feels good about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not anxious, you don't care. So it's a good thing to have a little
right. Anxiety.
Yeah, you're dead inside.
Exactly. Well, coming up, college athletes are suing the NCAA over the red shirt rule. We'll get into that, and we've got my Allie Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day, MTV VMAs edition. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.